Why do you, what would the word mean?
What?
Queer or choir?
Well, it all depends on how you use it.
Choir.
What about the word queer?
The word queer, it can mean a lot, but it all depends on the conversation. It can mean a homo. Different from the ordinary ordinary male guy, the way he walks and throw his body in, putting on everything. He sure is a queer acting person, isn't he? Queer, that, most any word that's used in the English language, it all depends on what you're speaking of. It could mean more than a direct meaning. It could mean a several meanings. It all depends on what the subject is concerning that word.
Do you ever hear the word queer used like he used it?
Mm-mm, I haven't.
What would you say about someone who makes up their own mind and then you can't argue with them? They're going to do things their way and they're not going to listen to you. What would you say about someone like that?
I said it is crazy.
He or she has made up her mind that it turns out to do it and see it that way. That's it. So I'm just wasting breath of time of trying to explain to
them. Say if something had happened to embarrass somebody, you'd say, well, you better not tease him about that because he's still a little bit
pissed off, angry, a man.
If he'll lose his temper, you'd say he's still a little bit
mad.
Okay. Do you ever say testy or touches or anything like that?
Mm-mm.
And what would you say about someone that you can't joke with at all? He loses his temper just at anything.
He's crazy.
And if someone's about to lose their temper, you might tell them that just
be yourself.
Yeah, just be quiet.
Okay, but just
keep cool,
that's all.
And if you've been working very hard, you'd say you were very
tired.
What other slang words for tired are there? What else can people say?
I'm beat.
Yeah. I'm beat.
Okay.
I'm tired, I'm beat.
Or you say I'm just completely
wore out.
Huh?
Just completely wore out.
Okay. And say if you were taking a trip somewhere and you had some small children in the car and they kept asking you when you were going to get there and if you were there yet, you might tell them, well, we'll be there.
When we get there,
we'll be there.
Do you ever say we'll be there by and by?
Oh yeah, you say that. We'll be there by and by, don't worry.
Is that a word that you'd use much?
Mm-mm.
How does it sound to you?
Well, it sounds all right, but I don't want to be there because we'll be there in a few minutes or something like that.
Okay. And you'd say,
That was just a promise. She didn't know for sure whether y'all would even arrive to your destination, right? You're just trying to calm their mind, right?
Say if there's something that you do every day, if I ask you, do you do it often? You say, yes, I what all the time. Yes,
sir. I'm going to go to this church.
Huh?
She asked you
nothing
about the church. Ask the question. See, for this thing, there ain't no policeman. And I'd ask you one thing, you would go around and rock tail through
the house. Well, that's what I do. Go to the church, that's the way I go.
And
go to the stove or something like that.
No,
I don't want to go and see nobody.
I'll go there. I'm a God sent child. I don't do nothing but stay in the church. I'm on my bending knees. I'm praying to my family, to Jehovah God.